A Durham-based author will have his book read from the International Space Station. That's thanks to the Storytime from Space program. It recruits astronauts to read children's books to kids on Earth. WUNC's Lisa Phillip caught up with the author, Houston Kidd, on a break from his day job as a naval recruiter.
"I wish I was a superhero," Willow exclaimed. "I'd save people and everyone would know my name."
Houston Kidd sits in an empty computer lab at the U.S. Naval Office near NC State. He's dressed in camouflage fatigues, reading from his first and only book so far, Willow the Water Bear.
"I'm nothing special," Willow said with a sigh. "Not special at all. I can't even fly."
Kidd describes himself as a science geek. He was watching Neil deGrasse Tyson's documentary series, Cosmos, when he learned about water bears. They're microscopic creatures that can survive in extreme conditions, like the Antarctic and even outer space.
And they blew my mind. The creature just blew my mind. And so, you know, for the first couple weeks, I just went around telling everybody, "Hey, do you know about these things? Have you ever heard about these things? They're insane." And it evolved from there. You know, I said, you know who would really love to learn about this would be kids.
After months of thinking about writing a children's book, Kidd put pen to paper. His childhood friend, Eric Lee Bates, illustrated the story. When the two were growing up, Kidd says, they spent a lot of time at the library or in Kidd's basement writing and drawing stories together.
"So I'd love to go back and look at some of the stories I came up with. I'm sure they're quite ridiculous or great, who knows."
When Kidd got the call that his book had been selected for Storytime from Space, he says he had to take a deep breath.
"Knowing that my book would be leaving the planet, will be on the International Space Station, being held by an actual astronaut, read to kids on Earth, and then those kids will be able to read along with their copies, or just to watch it."
He says he's excited for his book to find more readers, but even more than that, he's hoping Willow the Water Bear will spark more children's interest in science.
"If one child, if they go on to pursue an actual degree, and it doesn't even have to be a degree, but a lifestyle, or just want to learn more, want to do more, want to understand more about everything around us, then I consider this to be a success."
Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.